Julio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that we have we're rolling with our movie theaters. I hope we're able to continue to do so. I hope everybody is taking care to stay safe. We're still not through this pandemic, and I know I'm certainly doing everything I can to stay safe. I hope everybody else is too.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the way we keep things like movie theaters open, frankly, is by behaving essentially. As we've talked about this many times, one movie this week, is that right?
Yeah, just one national release this week, and that is Candyman. Now, you may think you've seen this movie before because there was a movie called Candyman, and I think 1995, if I remember
yeah,
correctly.
It was a while ago.
I think it was the year the original came out. And of course, there were a few sequels over the years. So this is kind of like the same thing they did with Halloween in 2018, where they titled the movie just the singular Candyman and not put a number after it or anything like that. But it does take up from the events of the previous film and it's kind of like not necessarily a straight sequel, but it kind of is a sequel. The events of the earlier film happen and they do affect what happens in this movie, but kind of is a soft reboot too at the same time.
Okay, so it's sequel, not so much a sequel. Okay. And I know the original one, I had watched the, it's one of the, I don't watch a lot of horror movies, but Candyman is one that I had seen before. I just recently set up my DVR to grab it off when it airs this week, and I was going to watch it again and set up for this one. But I'm only going to do that if you tell me that this one is worth the refresher and setting up to watch it with.
I have not watched the original in some time, but I really, really liked it. I did see it theatrically when it originally came out. And I thought it was a really good movie, of course, based on a Clive Barker story.
Mm-hmm.
And then the original film had a lot to say beyond just being a horror film. The best horror usually, and kind of like the best science fiction,
right,
kind of has something to say beyond just here's a guy and he's killing people. And this film did originally, and when you look at who's behind this film, of course, produced and co-written by Jordan Peele, and then co-written and directed by Nia DaCosta. These are filmmakers that have something to say as well. And yes, it is a very, very good film.
Okay.
I really, really enjoyed it. It takes the mythology of the original film. It builds upon that, in ways that you don't see coming. And it is a film that very much, like all of Jordan Peele's films, has something to say. The original film took place in the infamous Cabrini Green projects in Chicago. This film takes place in that same area, which has now been completely gentrified. And so this film has a lot to say about gentrification. It has a lot to say about systematic violence against African Americans. But it's not heavy either. It's not. It's got a message, but it's not super preachy.
It's message without preachy. No, I like the end. And obviously, it sounds like you're going to feel the Jordan Peele elements there, even though you're not going to have him being the guy calling all the shots, so to speak. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, and the Cabrini Green Project, people don't know, is an interesting one because they tore it down to build mixed income housing where you would put poor people right next to rich people. And as you say, in the end, what it turned into is just a bunch of rich people. So it's not. It didn't really work out the way for that particular part of Chicago to develop. Interesting. Well, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a horror film fan, but I'm willing to give it a shot. What are you guys going to watch
really
next
strong,
week?
Really strong. I wanted to say, too, really strong performances across the board in this one, especially Yahya Abdul-Mateen is the lead actor in the film, who's somebody we've really been enjoying his work of late. He's a really great actor, and he really does a fantastic job in this film.
Excellent.
And really, this does pay excellent tribute to what has come before. You do see Tony Todd show up in this film. You do hear Virginia Madsen's voice. She was the original female lead in the original Candyman. You see Vanessa Williams come back as a key character.
Okay.
So there's stuff in here for the original fans too. I really enjoyed it. Next week, I actually will not be able to do a movie club because I will be in Atlanta with Pensacon promoting our convention at DragonCon, the big show in Atlanta. But the big film next week, is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, the new Marvel film. So I'm sure that will be the one we will be talking about the most when we next speak.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to that. You know, I just, as a tip to you, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Profile. Did you watch this movie about the ISIS recruiters in Syria? And it's a hard movie to watch because you got to really watch it. It's one of these, like, it's all based on the computer screen, you know, and she's slipping back and forth between all the things she's doing and trying to pretend to be a recruitable when she's actually a reporter. Hard movie to watch. Really good movie, and especially with the events going on right now, it's I don't know. It's a little bit terrifying, frankly, to think about how they recruit Westerners, women in particular. But just in case you hadn't seen that one, I thought it was really good as well. Julio Diaz, he hosts Let's Go Pensacola 4 o'clock on Saturdays. He is our key point person for Pensacon and, of course, the host of the Pensacola Movie Club on Thursdays. You can find him on Facebook. Julio, thanks as always for the time, sir.
Thank you, Andrew.